Hello, everyone. What is up? Welcome back to another episode of Brown Sugar Hour. And we are here back with all four of us. So it's Alyssa.
It's Ali.
I'm Brandy.
And it's Sarah.
And we're Brown Sugar Hour.
Hi, welcome.
To Illyria.
Confused? So are we. Is this a casual, spontaneous episode?
Yes.
Okay, so sorry, my eyes are sore.
I actually have a bunch of topics that I just didn't send it to you guys.
Ooh, but okay. Yeah, make it a surprise.
Ooh,
yeah, I kind of like this. I wasn't sure if you're doing it on purpose, like a part of an activity,
mm-hmm.
or what.
So I went to the dentist yesterday, and guess what? I have no cavities, and that's a first, because every single time I go to the dentist, I always have some type of cavities. And also, I am at college for most of the time that I've been getting cavities. You're supposed to go in every 6 months, and this was the first time I went in probably a little more than a year.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to the dentist. Yes. So you can tell how freaked out I was because I knew something was going to be
wow,
up.
Wow, and you had no cavities?
Yes. I was so scared for my life.
Off to you, sister.
Right on.
Isn't it crazy that we only get pretty much like two times, like two chances with our teeth?
You get multiple chances with your teeth. What do you mean?
Personally, like without putting aside the work that you can get done, you have your baby teeth. And that's like your practice trial.
That's what you mean. I thought you meant like
two cleanings a year.
Yeah. What?
No, but like with your actual teeth.
Yeah.
If that
yeah.
makes sense. Yeah, you get your baby teeth, and that's your practice trial, and then it's your adult teeth, and that's it.
Some of my adult teeth are fake, so.
Fucking clean.
Honestly, same.
Because I.
Are you fucking clean?
Yeah, and I chipped my tooth, so half of it's gone.
I've been
imagine
here.
If we had four times, like four layers of teeth.
I hate that.
Yeah, because losing teeth in general is just a hassle.
Annoying.
I would go off in like round two and three.
I don't know.
You'd be ready.
Yeah, because then I would know, like, I get my fourth chance, and I can just...
Imagine.
I would be biting into everything, you know?
Imagine if we lose our teeth, and we're just gonna have, like, puka teeth, like, as an adult.
Oh, my God.
And just,
but wait. But then, if everybody is like that, then, like, that would be the norm. So then we wouldn't know what it would be otherwise. So, like, if that's just how our body is, then it would be normal.
But just thinking about it, like, if that was, like, a thing, I feel like that would be so weird. Like, thinking about it, like, now, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the feeling of, like, no teeth. You know, like, when you get your wisdoms out?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys gotten your wisdoms?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, no.
I've taken mine out.
Only
I have mine as well.
I've only taken two out. Two on one side.
Oh.
That's so weird.
Oh, yeah. I have, like, my teeth are so weird. It's just, like, whatever. But, yeah, I've only gotten two taken out. I need to get my other two taken out. But that's just
so you're trying to push it back.
It's just expensive, you know? I should get it done because I'm only got, what, like two more years on my parents' insurance?
But, like, it's not bothering you, right?
No.
Yeah.
So I feel like if it's not bothering
they
you.
Only pulled the, you... They only pulled two out the first time because it was just, like, I was already getting another tooth pulled out. And they're like, might as well just take those out because we're already working on that side of your mouth.
Mm.
So it was like, let's not waste the anesthesia. And what?
What?
Is that what it's called?
The anesthesia.
Yeah.
I said anesthesia.
Oh, I heard anesthesia.
I heard anesthesia.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I said what after you said what, because I was like, why did you say what for?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Like, let's not waste it and let's just pull more teeth out. So that's what we did. Yeah.
I wasn't even knocked out when I got mine done. My wisdom.
And I don't know how you did that. I don't know. That's crazy.
I turned 16.
That's crazy.
What did they do? Just numb you with needles?
Yeah.
And then...
But then taking wisdom teeth out kind of is a process. So did you like ask for more numbing like while you were getting it done? Oh,
it
wow.
was only 30 minutes. It was like
that's 30... it.
Yeah, it's like a 30-minute procedure.
Mine was like a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because they have to put you down, get to knock you out.
But but the knocking you out part literally takes like instantly.
Oh
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no,
but one of them, I think one of mine was still in my gum, so they had to like open it, crack it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
My bottom wisdom teeth, they're still underneath the surface.
And it only took 30 minutes?
And my top two were out. Yeah,
wow. I'm pretty sure
that's half an hour.
That's crazy.
Like half an hour, 45 minute procedure. Yeah, I could feel them, like, you can feel the pressure of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm so glad I didn't have to. I was so afraid.
Same. I don't want to. It's not bothering me. And we have this superstition where if you get work done and it's not bothering you, once you get it done, things just get worse. You know?
Like, don't fix something that's not broken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way I should have said it, but I didn't. Thanks, Aliq.
No prob. I just thought of a Gossip Girl quote. If it's not broken, break it. Oh. That's what Serena said about her mom. I think because they were like renovating an apartment or something
for like the second time.
Mm-hmm. Wait, this is a side note, a throwback to last week's episode, but Ali, did you end up taking the quizzes?
No,
they were hard for me.
You should take them.
Take them before we end this, and we can, you know, put it on the end of the podcast.
I feel like you would do very good.
Ali's gonna pass all of them without a doubt, but there's some pressure. Oh my god, I hope.
Let me scroll back.
I want to know your percentage. Shut up. Don't say anything. Don't say anything yet.
I'm not.
Oh, actually, we do have to tell her because.
No, we'll just wait until she gets to one of the. It's not one of the answers.
Yeah, never mind. We're digging ourselves in a bigger hole.
Yeah, I just don't know how to explain it. I don't think I have the energy to explain it.
Just take it. But yeah, baby teeth, middle school teeth, teen teeth, adult teeth. Imagine if we had to go through
grandma teeth. Grandma teeth is just dentures.
Grandma teeth is no teeth.
True, actually.
Wait, there's two quizzes,
right? I jumped away.
Spit. Yeah, take both.
Yeah, there's two. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Both my grandmas had dentures.
My grandpa has dentures.
I mean, I wouldn't say both. I have so many grandmas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know when you reach that certain age of your life, you just become like a grandma.
Yeah.
And you just refer to them as grandma. Yeah. So like, even though if you were my auntie, technically, but like you were at that age, you'd be my grandma.
Oh.
Yeah. Speaking of teeth, it came to my attention that I'm the only one with braces, right? That had braces.
Mm-hmm.
So it came to my attention that it was only our generation that had braces, mm-hmm. and, you know, that ugly face.
Yes.
And now the generation now.
Invisalign.
Mm-hmm. The Invisalign, or they have perfect teeth to begin with.
So
like, what the heck?
I saw this TikTok ad, and this little kid had like jangled, what's it, like crowded but weird gaps teeth. Like his, yeah. It looks like he needed braces. Like, you know how sometimes like you can tell if you need Invisalign or braces. Like if you saw this kid's teeth, you're like, dang, he needs braces. But then it was an Invisalign ad, and he just had Invisalign on his little crooked ass teeth, and I was like, if Invisalign was this effective back in the day when we were younger, why didn't people do that?
Yeah.
But I don't think it was like that fine-tuned yet.
Yeah, and I also don't think it was even cheap either. Yeah. Like the braces was the cheap option.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was younger, getting braces was cool.
I wanted braces.
Yeah, I wanted braces.
And then I wanted to pick the colored rubber band.
Yeah.
Right? That's why I wanted to get braces. So when I heard that I had crooked teeth, I was like, perfect, I'm getting braces. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for this moment.
Zachary, my little brother, he had clear braces.
Oh. Yeah,
oh my gosh, people who had that had money.
Clear ones.
Mm-hmm. Because he was really embarrassed by them, but I think he had them for like 3.5 years.
Yeah, he had it for a while, mm-hmm. I remember.
And he still wears his retainer all the time, and it's like, I'm very proud of him because I know a lot of people that do have braces, that like had braces, but do not wear the retainers at all.
Yeah. Good job, Zachariah. I am also a part of that club. I just know I don't want to put braces on again.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Just sometimes, you know, when you grow in age and because some people had braces so young, they just like need to get Invisalign or something when they're older.
True.
Regardless, over time. If you wear your retainer all the time, it's just like the way you're growing, you're changing. Like your teeth will obviously shift a little bit.
Yeah. So did it skip a generation? Like everybody? So are our kids gonna have to have braces and go through the ugly phase?
I'm forcing my children to go through an ugly phase.
You're not going to do their eyebrows.
No, no.
I'm forcing you're not going to give them a razor to shave their leg.
Nope.
They have to have a rolling bag. They have to wear a capri.
Yes. I will not shave my legs so my children can see that hair is okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, which is the new thing now.
Yeah, I currently have hairy legs, and I don't care. And my dad and my mom, my mom and my dad are both like, ew.
Yeah,
like, same. Dude, what's the situation? I grow hair. Everybody grows hair.
Yeah, my mom could care less, which I love that about her. But I saw a TikTok, and it was a girl. She was like, what you know about love? And it, she had, like, underarm hair and all that kind of stuff. And then
the little girl.
Split girl. To the girl. Yeah, she has her razor, and she's like,
you need.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, that's so
I have what you need. But I laughed. But I was like, But also, that was really funny. Who was it? Like, that little Filipino girl?
Yeah. I have literally no idea. It was hilarious, though. I just saw that, I think it was last night or the night before.
I saw it yesterday. I was going to send it, but it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. So I was like, maybe not. I'll just remember it in my head. But okay, we're going to make our kids go through the awkward 100%. Stage that we did. 100%. Got it.
No nails.
No nails. Yeah.
And no eyebrows.
No eyebrows. No lashes.
No lashes.
I didn't. So this is my... I think this would be, like, probably my take as well. Like, my mom, I mean, like, I could have done it, but, like, we also didn't want to pay for it. So it wasn't until I could pay for it myself that I started doing, like, my nails and, you know, like, the eyebrows and stuff.
That's good.
Like, my mom didn't, like, she's like, you can pay for it with your own money if you want to do all these things. So I feel like I would probably do that. Like, I don't know, it teaches your kid to, like, save. Even though I have, well, that's the thing now. I have my own money. So, like, maybe it backfired because now I spend my money on, like, dumb stuff.
I think it comes down to it, like, if there's, like, a special event, like a dance or, like, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't know, a wedding or just, like, something and, like, my child wants to get their nails done, then I would be like, okay, for this special occasion.
Yeah.
But it does not need to be, like, fill that, like, consistently like that. I just, like, don't see the point in that.
I think, yeah, I would only go if, like, I think I went for, like, a 6th grade dance, and, well, by the time prom came around, I was working, so I could pay for it myself. But yeah, like, a 6th grade dance, and then I think we went for, like, a girls' day to go treat ourselves, and I feel like that's pretty good, like, a good thing to do.
So no makeup?
No.
No hair?
Hair is different, though. I feel like if you want to get, like, balayage, absolutely not. But if you want to get, like, really ugly, chunky highlights that are, like, kind of cute because you're young, then, like, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'll be, like, the do-it-yourself mom, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dye your hair with the gloves on.
Because that's how, like, it was for me growing up. And, like, I think I've only been to the hair salon twice in my entire time, like, my life. Like, other than that, like, my mom would cut my hair. And, like, or, like, I would dye it myself, even though you're not supposed to. I wasn't supposed to because, was that private school?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was supposed to be natural.
We have, like, a family, like, you know, hairstylist that just, like, cuts our hair for, like, $20. Like, she cuts all of our hair when we were kids. And, like, sometimes if I need a trim and I don't really want my mom to do it because one time she messed me up, dog. Recently she messed me up. So, it's fine.
I love to hear it. Bring back the what we know as normal, air quotes.
And my little child does not need to be wearing crop tops for, like, okay, here's the thing. With fashion, express yourself. But I feel like with, like, me kind of, well, I mean, with all of us, we're still trying to, like, find our style and stuff. Like, I want my child to go through that, like, find your style stuff and not just wear what you think is popular. Because that's what I did for a really long time. I would, like, go to Forever 21 and, like, if I saw somebody wearing some cute shirt and I saw it at Forever 21, I would buy it. But now looking back, it wasn't my style. I just thought cool people wore it. So that's why I had bought it. I feel like...
You want to know one...
Go ahead. I was like, I'm just going to teach my kids to try to, like... find yourself in style before, like, following trends. Trying to fit in.
One outfit that I thought was the coolest ever when I was in middle school was, like, a bold spaghetti strap tank top with, like, a type yes. of vest yes. over mm-hmm. it.
Like a little cardigan thing?
Lived for those. Yes, I would go to Jeans Warehouse and I would pick out the same outfit every single time, just like a different color tank top.
It was really the layer tank tops for me. Like, I would layer two tank tops, but then pull the mm-hmm. front one down a little bit so you can see the other color of the underneath. Other tank,
yeah.
And then you would wear those little tiny, like, cardigan things, but you would never close or button them up. You would always leave them open.
Yeah. I always wanted to buy
them. Oh my God, let me find a photo.
It was so crazy. That was, like, my go-to style. And then those short, low-cut shorts. Like, I thought those were so cool.
That wasn't really a thing around here. Oh. It was skinny jeans.
Oh, yeah. We had skinny jeans at it, too. Like, we would buy from PacSun skinny jeans.
Yeah. And sometimes you would have...
huge.
Or you would get, like... Oh, did you say Hollister shorts?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 100%.
Hollister was considered super expensive when I was in middle school.
Yeah, same.
My first purchase was, like, an $18... sweatpants, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the cheapest of the most expensive.
My
there
mom only let me get them when it was like buy one get one 50% off
capris.
I loved
look
capris.
At the bangs.
It's cover your whole face, half of your face.
I have a scarf on.
Oh my god,
here, I know we're not talking about teeth anymore, but this us talking about teeth reminded me of this video I literally just saw.
I've seen that one.
What is it? Was he preparing
no,
for
no, his teeth are the same size as the brace.
Oh yeah. I was like, is he preparing for veneers or mm-mm. something?
His
like
brace what's is going on. That's on. What I was like, that's why I was confused.
Rebecca wanted the
okay, anyways.
Oh, here's another capri photo. I'm older here though, but still capri photos.
Have you ever had those black, like, flowy capri pants that
I had brown ones.
Looked like a skirt?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had a blue Absolutely. One, and it had Hello Kitty on it.
I had a pink and a brown.
Very on brand for Sarah.
Why? Still on brand. Why? I have a question. Why was pink mm-hmm. and brown, like, such a color combination?
I don't know. But it still is. Like, I see a lot of brown still to this
but
day.
Like, that
and it's cute.
That I had were pink and brown.
A lot back in the day, it was, like, pink and brown. Like, that
it was like...
Or pink and green.
Well, yeah. Pink and green was the huge thing in the 2000s. Was the... I was talking...
Monkey something.
You know, all it George? Was, like, Monkey Joe or something. Joe Monkey.
Oh, my God. What is it?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It wasn't Paul... What? No, Paul George is a basketball player.
I know it's like monkey something because it had those outfits.
They always had it on like pink shirts.
Yes, I'm gonna look for it right now.
That's exactly what I was thinking of too.
Because I had like a few of those like pink like monkey shirts, and then I would wear it with the brown
capri pants.
Yeah, those flowy brown pants. And then like I would always wear like a t-shirt underneath a tank top. Because, like, you can't
Bobby
wear tank
Jack.
Tops mm-hmm. Bobby Jack. That's mm-hmm. the thing. Yeah.
Bobby Look, Jack.
This shirt is literally pink and brown.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's exactly what I was
The graphic tee.
But the graphic tees weren't really, like, graphic tees now. Like, the graphic tees were ugly back in the day, but they were so much fun.
Yeah. What is that shop that you have in the mainland? Justice?
Yeah. Well, whatever? Justice, I was limited to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, limited to.
Because I was... The, like, Justice is, like, the, like, 2000 and up kids, and, like, I was, like, still Justice. I mean, oh, excuse me, I was still limited to. But I was never, like, I didn't really shop there that often because I was a hand-me-down kind of girl.
Mm. Oh, I love hand-me-downs.
Yeah, so, like, it was a good day when I went into limited to, and I always used to get, like, something, like, gross in sequins or purple or something crazy.
I have my Gossip Girl results.
Ooh, let's hear it.
So for the pop sugar quiz, I got 100%.
Oh my
what the
god.
Heck?
And for the BuzzFeed one, I got 98. I got two wrong.
We have established that the percentages are wrong for one of them.
Yeah.
I think
it's a BuzzFeed one. Yeah, because you got two wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you got a 98.
That's like a what? Yeah, isn't that like a 90 or 80?
No,
it's been
like,
I don't know.
96.
The questions I got wrong were like, I wouldn't even know. One of them was the Cecily The author of the Gigi novels appeared in which season finale? I couldn't remember.
Oh, I guessed.
Yeah, I guessed season 2 and it was season 4. And then the other one was which band had a cameo in the 80s flashback episode Valley Girls? And I remembered when they came up, but I didn't know who they were. So I guessed the Smiths, but it was No Doubt.
No Doubt.
I have a question on the BuzzFeed one. So the Dorotus question of the children. Do you mind reading each bubble?
Okay, wait. Let me go back to it. Like each suggestion.
Each suggestion. Yeah.
I think I know what she's going to say.
Let me scroll. Okay, so one was Anna and Victor, Susanna and Leo, Anna and Leo, and then Clara and Michael.
Yeah.
No.
Mikael?
Yes, it's Mikael
from Zoe 101.
It's Mikael. Nobody Mikael. Believes me. It's Mikael.
It's Michael.
It's Mikael. Nobody believes me.
But it's funny that I knew what you were thinking, Sarah.
I literally, when I read it the first time, I was like, oh, I picked Clara and Mikael.
And we're like, that's not even an option.
I got so many of them wrong.
Yeah, we got a lot wrong. Brownie did
I got
the best
one wrong on that, the BuzzFeed, and two wrong or one wrong on the other one.
Yeah, we talked about so much in last week's
episode. Oh, I got the song really one wrong. Like, what was the last song
of the series? Okay. I only knew it because of Process of Elimination.
Oh, wow. Such an education member. Education.
Degree. Educated.
Because it was.
Dude, I don't know what
I was trying to say education student. But I said member, and then I said degree, so then I just gave up.
I forget what the other options were, but I know one of them was my graduation song, and I knew it came in the finale, but it wasn't the last one.
I thought it was I couldn't guess. I thought it was the It's Time to Begin.
That's the one that was my grad song.
Oh, by Imagine Dragons.
Wow, cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, that was the one during the wedding scene, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now
I feel
it makes sense.
The Pop Sugar one was easier than the BuzzFeed one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It was like, not as, the questions weren't as in-depth.
Mm-mm. A little more straightforward, but it was easier.
The question about Dan's love interest, who was a Disney star, it threw me off because I saw Georgina, and then I looked at the names. I was like, she's not even on it. I was so confused. And then I read it. I was like, oh, wait, Hilary Duff. Hello.
You know, I forgot that Blair slept with all three boys.
Hold on, my earphone fell out.
With Nate.
That whole thing.
I said, I forgot that Blair slept with all three boys.
Oh, yeah, I had to think about that one.
Cool. Wow, you had some really good results.
Now I want to
real quick it. Before we move on. Oh, I thought you were already.
I rewatch it like every time I have nothing else to watch. So it would probably be on round 8.
I just finished a show yesterday. So I was like thinking about if I should start Gossip Girl again or if I should finish Gilmore Girls.
Guess what show started filming within the last couple of days?
Are you going to say The Gossip Girl?
Oh,
no, not Gossip Girl
series?
Oh.
No. He's all that.
Fuck that. I'm not watching it.
I thought we said that we were going to watch it.
No.
Yeah, last week. We were like,
I don't know how I feel. I literally don't know how I feel about it because of Miss TikTok stars.
Madison Pettis is
Madison Pettis deserves the lead role, not Addison Rae.
Wait, Addison Rae's the lead?
Yes.
Yeah.
With zero acting experience?
Yes.
I mean, I know she's the most popular right now, but like, what?
I don't like Addison Rae strictly. Mm-hmm. Like, I respect her hustle and her chasing the bag. But, like, everybody can learn a little 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 count. Like, I can dance and shake my ass, but, like, don't be an actor. Just stick to what you're doing. Maybe start with some small roles. You know what
supporting
I'm saying?
Roles.
Supporting roles.
I would be heated if I was Madison Pettis.
I would have been pissed off. And imagine... Well,
did she audition for the lead role, though?
I have no idea.
If I was Madison Pettis and auditioned for it and didn't get it, I'd be mad. But if I went in not trying to get the lead role, I guess I wouldn't be.
Imagine real actors and people who worked fucking hard for a career auditioning for that role, and they give it to Miss Addison Rae.
Okay.
I get so upset. Alyssa, we've talked about this. Alyssa, you are yes, an aspiring actor. Yes,
no, I completely agree. Right. No. I agree, and I'm just, like, over the fact. I'm just like, okay, let's just see the movie. I want to see it.
Did you guys, speaking of TikTok stars, did you all see that video of the D'Amelio sisters eating that food from the chef?
The chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty much.
No. What happened? Pretty much.
The D'Amelio family had, like, a special chef come over, and he, like, made, I think, paella for the family. Or just, like, a meal for the family. James Charles was also there. And one of the Dixie, the older one, put something in her mouth and was, like, started gagging and, like, being really overdramatic, really disrespectful. And the chef was standing right there, like, watching her, like, be so rude about the food. And then Dixie was, like, talking all this, like, I hate this food's gross, da 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 da. And then what's the other one's? Charlie was like, can I just get dino nuggets? Yeah. And then so Dixie threw up. She walked outside and threw up because what? I think she ate like a mussel or something that she'd never eaten before. And she thought it was disgusting. So she pretty much gagged, spit out her food in front of the chef and then walked away and threw up. It was just like extremely disrespectful.
That's insane.
And I don't know if it was like a bit, like maybe the chef was like made them something that he knew they weren't going to like. But I saw a video maybe out of context, but just even out of context, it did not look good on their behalf.
Did you read the comments or anything? Or
well,
just,
I saw multiple like videos on TikTok of like people making fun of them, and a lot of the comments were just like disrespectful people. Or, like, and then even Charlie in the video was like, "I hit 10 million this time. Imagine hitting 100 million by the end of the year or whatever." And then James Charles was like, "I'm sorry, it was 95 million, not enough for you." And she was like, "No, I'm just saying. Just like imagine me hitting all those numbers. That's what fame will do to you."
Yeah, that's true. And they've already had so many, not allegations, what are they called? Drama? No.
Conflicts?
I don't know. So much things came. Conflicts, yeah. So much of those just came up already in the short amount of time that they've had this fame. But anyways, moving from TikTok, let's go to Instagram. So we already said that the notifications is now on the top right. Did you know? Did it change for you too? But the Reels is now where you would click new post or whatever. Like, I don't even go on Reels. So like, why do I gotta change it?
I saw a TikTok about it. Like, why is Instagram trying to be everybody else or something like that? They lost
and
their
I don't
identity.
Like how there's a big tab in the center for shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't go to Instagram for shopping.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok where this girl accidentally clicked on, she was on the shopping thing looking, and I guess she was eating something that was buttery. Her finger slipped, and she full-on bought a cabin house. And yeah, a house. And then she tried to talk to TikTok on Instagram saying like, oh my gosh, this was a mistake. I can't afford a house. Blah, blah, blah. And they're basically saying like, oh, nope, sucks. You lose.
Yeah.
So now she like owns a house. But the, and then people are like, you sell houses on Instagram? But it's just like,
but isn't there some kind of process of like
buying a house
and like
no
well stuff. Even if you go it's click so she might have been looking at it and then she could have pressed that buy now button and it would have she would have bought it immediately.
Oh my god,
that's crazy. But what is up with Instagram replacing the buttons that are the most
used and
the most long-standing?
Like the first thing people do is probably check their notifications or click post.
And if you want to like add a new story but already have stories on there, you have to like click the plus in the corner and then immediately takes you to adding a new post, and then you have to look at the bottom and click if you're trying to do a story or an IGTV rather than just like clicking any picture, adding a new one.
Sometimes I just go like this.
That's smart
because it's just too much. It's like,
have any of you,
sometimes I only want to post a story but then I have to go through this process of doing everything else and whatever.
Yeah, it makes me not want to open.
No, literally.
Instagram. Maybe that's a good thing. Less screen time for me. But have you guys updated the messages on Instagram?
I was afraid of what would happen.
Dang, I want to know what it's like.
On my business
because it says
It's updated, but on my personal, it's not.
Oh, because it says once you change it, you can't.
Wait, what's
it
the
back.
New message thing?
It looks like this. Like, can you tell that it just like the color looks different?
Oh, the coloring?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, mine's changed a while ago.
You had to accept it. I didn't accept it.
It like changed to Facebook or something like that.
Yeah, right? Because Facebook has the same format.
Where the colors change?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mine's like that.
I don't know. I don't want to do it unless I'm forced to. Like, if the button pops up, then it's probably just, I'm going to be like, all right, cool. I guess it happened. But speaking of Instagram, lovepool.shop is live.
On the 20th, which is already going to be out, like, so you listening right now, you'll be able to shop the sets. So yesterday, on the 17th, we did a little mini photo shoot.
So cute.
All the skirts.
Yes, sir.
And because Sarah is in California, she was unable to make it.
We had a stance.
Without even realizing I have a scrunchie on.
Oh, the blue and white one?
Yeah.
With the flowers.
I like how small this one is. Like, this one is like, so tiny.
So we've just been doing stuff for that. Like, literally today, I spent it sewing.
That's so exciting. So yeah, go to her IG and to see and order your stocking stuffers for the upcoming holiday season.
Please order and buy from me. 20% of all the proceeds is going to go to the Hawaii Food Bank.
Oh, that's a good one, Bran.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, it's Christmas time. Like,
yeah, because they do meals.
And like during this whole pandemic, it's been hard for people to like even work, let alone afford groceries and stuff. So,
wow, I'm glad you found a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, everyone. Actually, maybe second, because you probably have already.
Support her small business, but also support the Hawaii Food Bank at the same time.
Ali, last week we talked about a bunch of the holiday Christmas movies that we've watched either together or separately, and I wanted to talk about one movie today or tonight to start our little movie club. Not a book club,
movie club,
but a movie club. So I wanted to do I wanted to do The Princess Switch, because I'm pretty sure all of us have watched it, right?
Yeah, we have. It's just been a while.
So well, I'll just say like a little plot of it then. So well, it's also in honor of the sequel coming out
crazy?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Vanessa hadn't even killed their filming, bro.
Yeah, she filmed so many things during the pandemic, so good for her.
Is this allowed?
Yeah, it's allowed. Not comfy. Okay, so the movie is called The Princess Switch, and it follows this girl. Her name is Stacy, played by Miss V. Hudge, Baby V. And she is this talented baker and successful pastry chef, and has a pastry shop of her own. And she is running it with her best friend, Kevin. Hello, Kevin. What's up? And a week before Christmas.
Like, you know, Kevin.
Like, they're out listening. I know. What's up, Kevin? How you doing? Kevin enters their business into a baking competition in the Kingdom of Belgravia. They end up prepping for this competition. They go there and something happens while they're prepping and she has to go in backstage and do stuff. She runs into Miss Lady Margaret, whatever her name is. What's her name? Lady Margaret Delacour, Duchess of Montinaro, and Prince Edward of Belgravia. And so it's basically this whole twin parent trap kind of thing that happens where they basically switch places and all that kind of stuff. And so the rest of the movie is for you to watch if you haven't watched it already. So I don't know. It's usually, it's one of those cheesy movies that we talked about, how it's a plot that we all know, that we all can predict. That's not really a show that you can learn from. It's kind of just like a lighthearted, charming, hopeless,
definitely
romantic kind of movie.
Rom-com so to the max.
I wanted to ask, like, what did you like best about the movie, if you remember? I don't know. It's probably been a while since you. I remember we hated, not hated, that's kind of mad mean, but we were like, what? Did she just say schedule?
Oh my god, I totally forgot about that.
But that's what they say in
UK? England?
Yeah, the UK, I think. They say that, but I think it's because we were thrown off by Vanessa Hudgens' accent.
Still am.
So, I don't know. That was one of the things that threw me off in the movie. Her whole accent. Is anything ringing any bells in your head?
Well, like,
has it been a while?
I don't want to, like, give away the plot. So, if you haven't watched it, pause this podcast, watch it, and then come back. Like, it just blows my mind how they can, like, literally just switch places, or, like, how there's
literally two of them, and they happen to be in the exact same spot, you know? I mean, I get it. It's, like, all supposed to be, like, the movie and stuff, but, like, I feel like that shit wouldn't happen in real life. Yeah.
Movie magic. The director said oh, wait, so.
No. Oh,
we're going to go to Bogravia.
So, the love interest who ended up actually liking that little, the queen or whatever?
The Duchess?
Kevin, that was yeah. his name, right? Mm-hmm. I remember watching it, and I was like, I don't know if Kevin is cute or not. Because Kevin looks old.
Wait, yeah. I feel like he was pretty old for, like, that role.
Yeah.
He had...
Yes.
He was, like, 12.
He had a daughter.
Yes. But I remember... And now, like, I just Googled the cover. And Kevin is not giving it to me. Kevin is not giving it to
He's
me.
He's not your cup of tea.
But I just don't yeah. remember him looking like this. And now that I Googled it, I was like, wow, Kevin is not giving it to me anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think he got you from the start.
No, he did. Because look at this photo. Like, cute. Yeah, I don't know, dude.
He got a full-on beard in this Kevin one.
I think, you know what it is? Especially with all these rom-com movies, and especially this Princess Switch movie, both of the love interests are not cute. But it's their, like, personality that really makes them more attractive to me. I mean, to many people, obviously. Because if you see Kevin, you're like, ew. But then when you see him in the movie, you're like, okay, Kevin.
Oh my gosh. That's saying a lot, though, for TV shows in general or movies in general, where we were yes. talking about how they yeah. always pick the prettier face. I mean, they're not bad looking.
Just not the pretty face. Not the prettiest.
We thought the same thing about the Christmas Prince, though.
I thought he was cute.
I don't remember. Like.
No.
Well, you guys are.
But that's just going. That's just
oh, that's a different movie.
Looks weren't straight.
Let's just move on.
I guess it's unrememberable. Even though there's three movies for that one.
I've only seen the first one.
Me too.
Same.
But back to the Princess Switch. I wonder what the second one's going to be about, because it's like the Princess Switch again. So I'm like, why do they have to mm-hmm. switch again? Everybody knows that there's two of them.
I heard there's a
Shut
third.
Up. There's another Vanessa Hudgens. She's going to play three different girls.
Someone look up the
what is
cover
it? The Princess Switch
the movie.
Switch again, right?
Oh my god.
Switched again. I heard there's a third. Not a third movie, but a third
like are person. These sisters or what?
Oh shit.
There's another
there's
girl.
Three of them.
Is there three?
No way. Let me see.
There's three.
Oh my god, I'm
a
okay.
blonde one?
I'm over
oh
this.
Oh my gosh.
She's platinum.
So it looks like there's like a typical, what you would call an Instagram baddie. And then you have the modest preppy Vanessa
preppy.
Hutchins.
Do you think
and then you have the queen. Yes.
Like, you know how the other ones were like
yes.
nice?
Look at her face.
Like maybe this one.
She has weird. Her eyes rolled.
Let's make predictions.
I feel like this movie is
going to
be shitty.
Yeah,
what
I agree.
Is she gonna
She's
going
to try and ruin the relationship.
The caption, it says, it's never too late to switch
oh.
the ending. Yeah, I think she's gonna.
Are they really gonna throw in a plot in twist?
She's gonna wow. take one of the
now
mans.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, they really took the predictability
that's
out.
A good thing though. I
now
like
we
that.
Might.
I wasn't expecting.
But like, you
one.
Can look yeah. at these characters just from their picture, and you can already tell what type of person they're gonna be in the movie.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, if I like already can imagine that, it makes me like not want to watch it.
Yeah, same.
That's true.
Like, love. Oh my god, look at this photo.
I don't really watch Hallmark movies.
Huh?
That's why, as much as I love, like, romance holiday movies, I don't really watch Hallmark ones. Because as soon as I read the plot, I
what's
know
what's
going to
happen. Yeah, I know.
Or I know the kind of plot that's going to come. A woman from a busy new yeah. life comes back to a small town and rekindles flame with old.
I boyfriend. Love those TikToks. Yeah. I love those TikToks.
And saves community yes. garden. Like.
Just no, me, I, just me in the old coffee shop that I used to do homework in when I was in high school.
Yes, or like as soon as they get to the small town, they immediately meet like
yes.
the mayor.
Yeah. Or like their ex-lover from way oh, back when.
Yeah.
Yes, happens to come into yes. the bookstore. Like what?
Like,
yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Auntie, seeing you here.
And then the ex has an evil fiance.
Who lives
whatever
where she currently
and
lives.
And wants to, yes, yes, and wants him to move with her. To mm-hmm. this new town. Ugh. And then there's
Should we make
like
a movie?
A little daughter who likes the main character more yes. than the fiance
yes.
of her dad.
Or it's like, it's either the main character, it's either the daughter or like her mother.
Oh my gosh. We should.
Wait, I saw this.
Oh, sorry.
No, I saw this video. I don't know if it was a TikTok or something like that, but it was a lady who was like, I'm kind of confused because I've been in, I think it was like Vermont or something like that.
I know what you're talking about. I've been
here for like a total of 48 hours and I have not been approached by like the town mayor. I have not been requested to help save a local like
inn, a local inn
or a local inn or contribute to a community parade. Like, did I miss a sign-in sheet when I got here?
Wait, I know exactly like which TikTok you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, I was dying.
We should all make our own movie and present it to each other.
Oh,
oh my god, wait, like, I love that idea. Make PowerPoint. It like a PowerPoint.
That'd PowerPoint be a fun project.
Yeah.
Yes.
And okay, speaking of that, along the lines of presenting each other, have you seen TikToks where groups of friends just like present random yes. topics to each other? We should do that too.
Yes. Okay. I would love to do that.
We should pick topics for each other.
Like, I'm not that creative.
Literally just like anything. Like rating.
Okay, I'm done.
Top 10 hottest somebody. I don't know. But that's a good idea, Sarah.
Yeah, somebody was like top 10 I've seen professors I've seen at Bang or something. I was like, what the heck?
Rating all of our dads from high
I love those ones. I saw one that
it was like,
how many shots would it take for me to bang this character in this TV show? I'm going to find. Okay, I like how we like one. All we'll have something topic. To do with each other.
I'm literally going to cool. I'm supposed to be sewing after this, but you know what? I'm sewing all day. I'm going to chill on my laptop and plan y'all's bachelorette parties using Google Thank Slides.
You. Wow, that's such a good one. Wow, I'm like thinking Perfect. Of what I want to do.
I want to do something cool and crazy.
Someone should plan, like, Surprise. If
I'll think of something.
Like none of you guys had like significant others, pick like the
our cartoon, our TV show husbands.
Yeah, and then plan like your home and like your life, like a mash.
Oh, like a mash.
An actual mash. Like legit mash.
Like a cottage, like if someone like Brandy, you're a cottage core kind of vibe.
Oh my god, living in the country, like I literally just saw that, like something like the, you know, the Sweet Caroline.
Oh yeah.
Add the bit of spice.
Oh yes. I
saw yeah.
that. Or I've seen Don't get me wrong, this is cute. This is nice and all. But this.
Yeah.
This is immaculate.
Those ones are like, I love those kind of TikToks. Oh my god. Because that's like literally what my life is now. Like, this is nice. This is cool. But this would be better.
Okay, perfect. Well, before we go more off topic, we'll just end it here. That is all for today's episode. Thank you all for listening. And yes, don't forget to check out lowpool.shop. It is now live and your stocking stuffers. With that being said, we'll see you. I don't know if we'll see you next week. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. Surprise episode.
Go, because we're coming into Thanksgiving season, leave a comment or a message of what you're thankful for this year. I know it's hard, like during COVID, this time of, you know, it's a hard time. Right now with all this COVID stuff going on, but there's still stuff to be grateful for.
100%.
Let us know. I want to hear what y'all are thankful for.
Okay. Amen.
That is all.
Also, if you just want to give a huge birthday shout out to, you know, co-host out there in the streets, Brandy. It's her Kobe year.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yes it is.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P.
Crazy. So
let's do this thing.
Give Brandy a follow for her birthday.
Oh, yes, please. I just got over 700. And that's not a lot compared to a lot of people, but, you know.
Hey, you know what? We're all passing miles. That's a lot. I literally just got to 900.
Oh, you're almost at 1,000.
I know. I really, but like, people are fake, you know. They unfollow, follow you. That shit fluctuates.
Yes.
All right. That's all for me.
Yes, thanks for coming to our tech talk. Bye guys.
You said thanks for coming to our tech talk.
I said our TED talk.
Peace out.
Bye. But also our TikTok.
Okay, peace out.